Rob, let's somebody called in. Anne called in and wanted us to say hello to you.
Well, hi, Anne.
You got a mic happening.
I do have a mic. It's Jim Weber's mic. Anne, thanks for calling, Anne. I'm glad you woke up for this one.
Yeah, so anyway, let's talk a little bit about your history of music.
I started with a band called Rock Bottom years ago. I don't know how many. Then I went up from there to a band called London, and then went from London to Jump Street. And we played at the Iron Horse forever, I think. A band called Jump Street with Jim Walsh and a lot of other good members.
The writer?
No, the keyboard player.
The Tribune, no.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, keyboard player. I think he's
the keyboard player from the Star Tribune.
Right. But I was with him for a long time.
Okay, so did you do any of that Gypsy stuff, or did that come after Jump Street? Because I know Jim Walsh did Gypsy, right?
He did Gypsy first, and then after that was Jump Street.
Ah, okay.
And we did a few Gypsy tunes after that, yes.
Cool.
Forever at the Iron Horse.
That was a great band.
As Gypsy? No. That's what I want to know.
It was fun.
Rob here is one of the city's big-time, underrated, hidden talents. This guy is so
fabulous.
He's a monster.
Absolutely.
It showed on these songs you guys did tonight. Boy, that was impressive.
That last piece was especially fun.
The
first
one with all the solos just
was that
rocked my face off.
That last tune, did you write that? How long ago was that written? Or was that just a platform for you guys to futz about?
Which one? Are you talking about Grace?
Yeah, just a second ago, Grace.
That was 3 years ago, wasn't it?
Really?
I think that was like 96.
Yeah, it was toward
95.
The end of the band. And the way we wrote, you know, our habit was to get together and rehearse. And then when the pot took hold, we'd have a song. And so that's basically one of those deals.
Oh.
Actually, somebody would come up with a lick. And Shane's really a master of saying, whoa, that's a really good idea. What if we went here after that? And I mean, like the one lick in And She Was Up, I was just noodling around and he said, play that again.
That's cool.
And then it became a tune.
Rob?
Yes.
What got you started playing keyboards?
Well, ever since I was a little kid, my parents had a grand piano and I could barely reach up there, and I found an octave and I started playing after that.
Wow.
I said, awesome. Wow, that sounds cool.
How old were you?
Five, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, long.
Your cousins. Talk about your cousins.
Oh, my cousins. Yes, I've got lots of cousins in the business.
Such as?
Ricky Peterson and.
Oh, okay.
Linda
the Peterson
and Patty.
Family?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, they. A lot of them played with Prince, and of course, they're just a singing family. An incredibly talented family.
Unbelievable.
Steve Miller Band, and somebody in the
Billy
family
plays
played.
Steve Miller.
Yeah.
And who's Paul playing with now?
Paul is playing with Donnie and Marie.
Shut up.
Yes, they are playing. Yes, he does.
What a great gig.
It is.
You mean on their show?
I think he does he tapes three shows a week. And yeah, he's out in L.A.
That's
it's great.
So great. Yeah. Good for him.
It's great.
And I saw that Rickenbacker bass with the clouds, like the whole... From back
that's Lakey Pocket.
Wow.
I saw, I was like, that's gotta be Paul Peterson. Yeah. The YMCA, they had Donnie Marie show.
Yeah.
I saw your cousin's bass.
Anyway.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, they're cool.
So who's your embarrassing idol? We've got Shane gave us Donny Osmond and Jim gave us Randy Rhoads. Who's yours?
I don't have an embarrassing idol, but my favorite artist, I think, is Todd Rundgren.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually knew Radicals. Can I say that?
Yeah.
It's not on the list.
No, they're cool, man.
Yeah, it's not on the list. Funny.
Okay.
No, the new Radicals are great.
Yes, I like them a lot.
Oh.
Anyway.
What is it about them that you dig?
They sound like Todd Rundgren.
Yeah! That's great.
Well, on one of the tunes. That
at least you
awesome.
Know.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Like, anyway.
Okay. Well, you
That's
know
the
what?
Thing about Rob. He's very forthright.